Kwazwai, muri Zimbabwe, ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome, muri Zimbabwe, to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America, and today is Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2020. Muri Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that seems to be affecting the nation, ravishing the nation. Indaba yendlala, nyaya yendzara. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of food security in Zimbabwe. Now, according to a statement recently released by the World Food Program, WFP for short, more than half of Zimbabwe's current population, that accounts for 7.7 million people in rural and urban areas, are facing hunger. Now, in a desperate need of food aid, the WFP further breaks it down and they say that Zimbabwe is currently in a desperate need for food aid, which accounts to or adds up to $100 million. Not Zim dollars, $100 million US. Now, as we've also spoken to young agricultural experts, and they're all in strong agreement with statements in the, echoed by the World Food Program. In fact, they highlight how they find it extremely saddening that a country that used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa is going through such whereby they have to rely on food aid. So today we look to zero down to the nation's agricultural sector and hear what exactly is causing this. How did we get to this point whereby 7.7 million Zimbabweans are living off food aid or in desperate need of food aid? So what we're trying to understand is it climate change? Is it mismanagement of funds? Is it corruption? What exactly is leading to the stage and point whereby Zimbabwe needs over $100 million in food aid? Saka zvandinoda kunzwa zvekare kubva kwamuri imi vateri vedu avalale vetu avatandekayo is ukuti lapo elihlala khona ikoko kwamuri kugara muri kuzvionawo sei muri kusangana nenyaya yenzara here. So ngenani kuhlero pinai muchirongwa maveji nemapotato ekudya muri kumawana here. Join us muri Zimbabwe ngenani kuhlero. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting live on 909 medium wave frequencies kona njalo 4930, 13860, lagu 15460 kilohertz with shortwave. And on the internet, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voandevonet.com, tiripozhekari, but www.voazimbabwe.com. So again, I'm going to Zimbabwe Mushle, Namshanje, see Kangela Utaba, Lendlala, Truptanisanyaya, and Zara, Irku Sangana, Neva Jinji, Munika. Again, I'm going to say, join me on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove.
Hey taita, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMike3.
Take my Once again, Buriya Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Today we're talking about the issue of hunger. Now, before I head over to my panelists, let's head over to some of the events that have happened in the country. Whilst we're focusing on the hunger issue, let us head over to a report recently done by Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent based in Zimbabwe, who highlights the extent of the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe's Muzi district on the border with Mozambique is one of the areas most affected by severe food shortages. 75-year-old farmer Justina Marimbindi says months of recurring drought decimated their crops. But not every Zimbabwean who needs food aid is getting it. 94-year-old Rudia Kugwenya was turned away at the local distribution center.
I was told my name is Lawrence. Maybe they'll give me next time. But now I have to depend on my daughter. That's why I've come to her home after I was not given anything. But she needs food assistance too, as her crops failed and she needs to feed her children.
Recent rains in the area are bringing some hope that Zimbabwe's devastating droughts may be over. But the World Food Programme says almost 8 million people will still require food aid until the next harvest.
Difficult for rural populations who are struggling with the lack of rain to grow enough food to meet their needs, and difficult for urban populations who are unable to find the piecemeal work that they normally rely on and are seeing rising prices and sometimes stock shortfalls in the shops. So we're scaling up our programs, but in order to sustain urgent food assistance and resilience programs, we need an additional $103 million for the next 6 months.
But even if food supplies can recover, Zimbabwe's struggling economy and sky-high inflation will continue to squeeze the country's most vulnerable. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Muzi, Zimbabwe.
All right, well, you just heard there from Umnumzana Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent. He was highlighting the extent to which the hunger situation is hitting Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the same issue of hunger, the nation's governing political party, ZANU-PF, recently launched a program which targets addressing some of the issues that are leading to the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Now, Studio 7's correspondent, Nunurai Jena, recently attended an event whereby Mashonaland West Minister Mary Mliswa Chikoka discusses a project whereby land reform beneficiaries who received land lapaya owakishwa the white farmers and failed to use this land to produce are now partnering up with the very same white farmers. This is something that government has put their stamp on and endorsed and saying it's good to go ahead. Let's head over to Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka to hear more about this project.
I am happy that my sister took this space, and through her efforts, she is contributing to the strides government is making in rebuilding our economy and attaining Vision 2030 of becoming a middle-income economy, as espoused by His Excellency President E.D. Mnangagwa. The partnership that Norma has here with her partners is not partnership yekungo sangana parod nekungoti ndine munda wakatikurei uya urime wauya kuzorima hapana panyorwa pasi chinhu hapana iwe wauya wandoisa mapivot ako waita zvakati waimprove farm yemunhu come paku harvester. Munhu uya unoti, gore rakatokura kupfuura zvandandichifungira. Already pato nefriction. Tiri kuencourage kuti kana tafunga kuita majoint venture partnerships, ngaaitwe through hurumende. Government iri kuti usangopinda munyaya dzekungoti takweretesana munda.
Alright, well, you just heard there from our Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka. She highlights the project that ZANU-PF is launching. Yona elenjongo yokufaka ubudlelwano okhona phakathi kwabantu abale land, laba bathathi land from the white farmers. Manje sebe lobudlelwano with the very same white farmers that they took land from, which targets towards, I guess, teaching them some of the skills that they need to ensure ukuthi they can now produce enough to feed the nation. Lo ngu Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka, Minister in Mashonaland West. Now let's head over to one of my guests ongenayo kuhlelo, ngu Nkosazana Ngusithandazile Maskati. Sithandazile, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani? Thank you so much for taking time out to join us in the program.
Hello?
Yebo, uyangizwa na?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Bengithi, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
You're welcome.
Now, let's dive into it, Siswami. Namhla kuhlelo, we're focusing on the issue of hunger in Zimbabwe. We hear organizations such as the World Food Program saying, ukuthi sikhuluma nje, 7.7 million Zimbabweans are surviving off food aid. Ngenxa yokuthi, one, there's climate change, and two, there's mismanagement of funds kuhulumende. I would like to hear more from Nina njengentsha, who are young farmers in Zimbabwe. What exactly is going on? Kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo that's leading to 7.7 million people facing starvation?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mike. Thank you. Maybe the thing I can handle with the issues that are on the ground, Nina, as a farmer, the things that I've been facing. You find out, Tina, as young people, we have ideas, we have visions, we have goals that we have set apart. Maybe we want to do this, we want to run that, and maybe we enter into farming and try to work things out. But things are not working because you find out that most of this land that is there already. It's owned by these big majaras that have money, that are in the government, that vote the land with the other. And when now when you try to over the land, you do something, the process, you just have to pay lots of monies that are so ridiculous to those people that vote land with the other, which they are not using. Because right now we have so much land that is not being used in Zimbabwe. So much land. When you calculate land that is being used, you find out nothing. That are running our businesses doing agriculture. I wonder why these big people, they own so much land which they are not using. It's just entitled to them. But I wouldn't be enjoy. So right now I am doing piggery and I am renting from someone a very small portion, and those pigs and from you are renovating something big. After so I don't even have confidence in it because I'm scared of it. First thing I'm saying is developing and Liana Yakula Yaba Umuntia Vulture Tainda, I'm saying this.
So, sikhangela udaba lwe, you know, there's so many issues that are happening in climate change. How much is this contributing towards the issue of hunger, elizweni? How much is it contributing towards, you know, the troubles that we're facing when we're talking about hunger?
Climate change, it's affecting, but not that much. Because right now, as a farmer, we have our climate has changed. Even the ground corner, like how they are done. Because you know, there is an issue. People are Lima, I will not mind that November. Because already we all know that November, December, we do not have rain. Rains are starting in January. So somehow it is affecting, but maybe people are not being educated. Especially labantu abasemakhaya, labana ibabalele nje abasemakhaya.
Mhm.
Bona labana maybe they need to be educated a bit. Ukuthi bayitshela ukuthi nothing is safe. Because if they wait for ama rains or they start plowing in November, in October kudala, I remember mina ngisakhula in October November, people will start plowing.
Mhm.
And people would know that climate in March, in March, April, or in February, March, people are harvesting. But now, in February, March, is Zim will start to rain. Because right now, in Zim, we are actually having rain, as I speak. Heavy rain. Today, we will see now, now are heavy rain. And you find out that people who actually plowed in January, their crops are doing well. Because, you know, at the farm where I am, Umumbu, everything is coming up, it's beautiful. Because people plow in general.
Now,
but Emakaya, the problem now is most of the winter hours in November, about December, no one ever it's dried up. Because Abagazi, they know that the things they have changed. It's no longer happening like how it used to happen at the time.
Now, what's in Ubu Zege is Tandazile? We see, we hear Uhulumende City and Uyazama, Ubu Caesar, Abantaba, you know, with different means. Abanye is financial, Abanye they need, you know, farming inputs and so forth. Is this enough, Ubu Tutugisa Ilizo, to pull us out of this rut? Lapo is one Abantu Abay 7.7 million facing hunger.
I didn't get that.
Bengithi, we hear uhulumende esithi yena uyazama ngempela with all their might to help farmers in the country to ensure ukuthi people don't face this situation whereby 7.7 million are facing starvation. Umbuzo wami kuwe sithi njengo as one of their farmers, is this enough to help abantu?
Hi, it's not enough because the government cannot provide really for everyone who is suffering right now, currently. So they will just help when a level about the quantity to be get out. Now right now as much as they are talking about that, you find that it is in this in the like that maybe next thing might end up in the area with the school. In this is young as it is in that. So it means that they are reaching out but to other people. And
not
there
everyone.
Are so many people that are not being helped. But they can, at the end of the day, for what they are doing, we really appreciate. They cannot help everyone. You understand?
Of course.
People need to do things for themselves. When you understand the people who are local, they call it Zindo, they pure Imali government. I don't think it would make sense.
All right, what's in Ugbam? I'm not necessarily
talking about. I want to know the level of mentality of Zindo about. And that's mina wanted and put all so much into charity work. If I know that isn't the level of realize look when I look at the little advantages in the one yet. When people are sitting on land that is not being done anything, industries are closed. Land is not being used. And then they are praying in other organizations from outside to give people things. Why? People should use the land that they are seated on to do things for themselves. I understand. That is always been my way. These are aids that they are bringing from outside, over Red Cross and over anyone who you say, or to your, they will not provide for everyone. But people let them use the land that they are seated on, the land that is not being used. There are so many farms that are not being used. The industries have closed. Nothing is being produced in the country, in the country.
All right, Sisi, what's in your bamboo? Let me take my other guest on Genai Ushelo, and then we'll come back to you. Right, so Zimbabwe Mushe Mavakunzo Akuna, Sisi is Tandazile Maskati, she is a farmer. Vanga Chunya Tutanangura Mzare Maskati, but Iwa, Iwo is Selmo, Wewe Chitli Kanta Zugurima, Arusanga and Matamuzuka Akawanda Gasia Nasiana, Asitambuziko Guru that she seemed to highlight is the fact you see Panevan, Wakapua, Minda, Asi, Avaskunya to producer enough. Manzwa earlier on Taboriza video apo mai Mary Mliswa Chikoka honorable vanga vachinyatso taura vachiti aiwa hurumende yakulauncha chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vanhu ava vanga vasina kuwanawo mikana yekuproducer kana kuti vakakoniwa vakatadza kuproducer enough saka vakalauncha chirongwa that is now leading to my partnerships ne vamwo varungu vaive varipo ipapa pane ama farms ipapo. But that seems to be something that Sisi Sithandazile is highlighting. Wachiti, nyayoyo ngaigadziriswe as soon as possible. Nemhaka yokuti hanzi kungogara uripo pa farm usiri kurima hazvisi kubatsira. Now let's head over to John Muchenje, another guest who ongenayo kuhlelo. John Muchenje, he is the chairman of Youth in Agriculture UpX Council. Let's hear what Muchenje has to say. Mr. Muchenje, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much,
Ntavi. Today we're highlighting dambudziko renzara rikusangana nevanhu 7.7 million in Zimbabwe. We hear the World Food Program saying Zimbabwe needs at least $100 million in food aid to ensure that these 7.7 million people are fed. As a young person in agriculture, how are you taking all this? What exactly is the problem here, Chief?
Thank you very much, Nicole. I think the first thing, I was listening to the previous speaker. She was talking about the issue of eggs, which is the most thing that is, I can say, almost 50% causing hunger in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have climate change, which is the drought, you know, the rains, which are not no longer following a pattern or a trend that we used to follow when we are doing our farming. But yes, for the people that are sitting on a vast tract of land that are owning multiple farms. But I'm happy that our president, His Excellency, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has seen that the main cause that is causing drought and hunger in our country is about the people that are sitting on the land that are not using the land that we have as a nation. So they've actually proposed a land audit, which is this, and which will make sure that those people who are not utilizing land, the land will be taken and will be distributed to other people who have a passion and interest in farming.
Now, Ramchandra, you know, you are an advocate for young people and farming. What role do young people have here? Because it seems as though this is not just an issue that's facing Zimbabweans only, but you know, what do young people, where do young people fit in everything here?
I beg your pardon?
I'm saying you're a big advocate for young people in farming. Where do young people fit in when we're talking about, you know, alleviating all 7.7 million people out from hunger?
Well, thank you very much. You know, the young people, our main aim is about production.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we produce enough food for the nation, we won't be talking about hunger. We won't be talking about starvation or poverty. So as young people, our main aim is around food security, and make sure that each and every person in our country has got enough food in our coffers, in our silos. Then secondly, we want to move around and push issue about import substitution. We can't continue import wheat, we can't continue import maize. So as young people, we want to make sure that we have removed the element of importing things that we can produce locally.
Mm-hmm.
Then said these young people want also to push for foreign current generation. A lot of countries they want our produce in our country. So what we are planning to do as young people is to make sure that we will produce some of our produce for export to realize the much needed foreign currency in our country. Then lastly, to create employment. You know, as young people, the high rate of unemployment in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment we produce and try to add value on our produce, we will be creating employment throughout the value chain process.
Right. Tochi Batanya, command agriculture, Ramchandra. This is a system that was set up towards helping the agricultural sector, but somehow we still find ourselves in this situation. What exactly is wrong with this system that is leading to people? Because there's a lot of people with land out there, but they're not producing. So what exactly is wrong here with this system?
Okay. Thank you very much. You know, with Command Agriculture, it's a very good program that was introduced by the government to assist our farmers in the country. But we have a problem with other people that are corruptly within the system of Command Agriculture. They are getting the inputs from the government, and then they are selling them instead of putting the inputs on the land. So these are the things that we are actually pushing on to implement monitoring mechanisms that will make sure that everyone who got the inputs from the government, from the command, is going to fully utilize the inputs for the purpose that he has collected those inputs for. The challenge is that the very weak and informal input commands, you will see fewer coupons flooded in the market. And these are the fewer coupons from the commands that you expect farmers to use for the farming business, but they are now selling them and making money. I mean, the government must change the schools around such criminal and corrupt elements within the agricultural system.
Alright, let me take my first caller, and then we'll go back to Usisi Thandazile. Ngiyazokuthi ngilomlaleli ndirukunzothi ndinemthereri wokutsanga ari kuphinda mushirongwa khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela umhlelo ndinomgamushira mushirongwa ari paro nari ndiyani.
Yebo, sawubona.
Yebo, mnumzana unjani?
Ngiyaphila njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Yebo, ngiphethe isikhali sangweni la eJohannesburg. Ngiphila ngiphile eJohannesburg, ngibuye ekhaya le.
Sangweni. Abantu bathini? Bathi
nginombuzo. Mina nginombuzo oyi-1.
Ungabuza bot.
Kungena indlala eZimbabwe kungenxa kaMgabe nayo ikhabhinethi kaMnangagwa. Ngoba angeke uthathe umuntu uyemfaka eplazini, umuntu ozolima ngey'nkomo, ozolima ngamadonki, bexoshe abelungu abakwazi ukulima ngamatregeli nangamatrektha. Uthi khona uzolimisa umuntu olima ngenkomo, olimele izwe. Labana abantu balimela izithu zabo abagcwele emaplazini, abafake emaplazini, abalimele isizwe. Ma befuna ukuthi kube kulunge, ababusele abelunge emaplazini, belimele isizwe. Hayi ukufaka abantu abazolimela izithu zabo. Abantu laba abagcwele emaplazini manje balimela izithu zabo. And abakwazi ukulima bengenalo izulu. Amaguna bekwazi ukutheleleza belima ngebhoholi. Kodwa manje isizwe siyalamba ngenxa yabo. Bona bayadla phezulu, bayasuda, bazosela ngokuthi impuphu iyakhuphuka. Lokhu kuyakhuphuka benzela isayidi labo kuphela. Kodwa manje sebevumele ukuthi amagaraji mawadayise nge-foreign currency ngenxa yokuthi senzela isayidi labo kuphela. Thina nje sikhathele ngalaba bantu. Ngabe kuyenzeka behlinte yonke ikhabhinethi kumbe kuphume into ekuthiwa i-ZANU-PF iphume iphele eZimbabwe. Yiyo into ezosiza ngesela, sikhathele ibone please.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Sangweni, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo angithi.
Siyabonga.
Alright, sizweni ukuthi yena uSithandazile uthini ngalombono kaSangweni. Sithandazile ukhona ecingweni?
Ikhona.
Umzwile umlaleli, ungamphendula.
Ya. Azi, akukhuluma, it's very true. It's affecting everyone, yes? And looking at farming is something that drives the nation, because we find that China as a country in Zimbabwe, with the land that we have, we are not supposed to be going through the percentages that you are telling us, which hunger is striking the country to that extent. Because we have so much land, and you find that the people who are suffering, they will keep on suffering. And it will not change. And those people, Aba Pezulu, they are not going through this suffering that the people Aba Pans are going through. Because as much as they Shalele Ilendia, but they have some other things that they are doing, which is giving them food. You could want to wanna even the access to those USAID as Meta Ubu, the Elysian, they are the ones that organize that. And the Wutisa Ubu, they actually get some of the things when they joined, very right. Abantu abaphansi bebeyale belokhu bephansi. So I think there are structures that needs to be put in this country ukuthi ilizwe naleli libe right. Sibuyele back to being the bread basket Africa. Inland is setshenziswa, because the land that we have, if we use it wisely, if we use it ngendlela emele isetshenziswe ngayo, Zimbabwe should not be going through what we are going through right now. Because we have so much land, and farming vele on its own, everyone who does farming, I tell you, farming base, you need to advise an initiation. Well, but in Zimbabwe, if we are to do farming correctly, how it's supposed to be done.
things are going to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Right now we are buying things from importing things that are not supposed to be imported. Mm-hmm. Things that are supposed to be Tina Soto, this is manufacturer Soto. We are importing those things. For what reason?
All right.
Why are they importing? Why are they not? That money that they are using to import is being. Why are they not using to invest on the land that Abasalelegi? I mean, that's my worry. The things that we are doing with the land that we have, we can do better. We can do more. And the country can go back to normal. Mm-hmm. But we are not doing it. So I'm supporting the last speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not going right for those our pants. Because right now in Zimbabwe, who is poor is continuing to be poor. And who is rich is becoming more rich and rich.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you mean?
It's not everyone who's suffering. Those on top, those who have access, they're okay up there. While in India, we have local people trying to get money, minister money, get honorable money, but they are not doing it. They are wrong abuse. You cannot go there and do anything. It's theirs. It's their land.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, now I always say, why am I sure Sawatwa? Because when the whites were here, things were okay. They were using that land. They would manufacture industries, would run, people would have jobs, things would move. But that's what I'm like, that we want to be black person rule. But what are we doing to ourselves?
All right, what's in Ngubambomlomo sisi? Let me head over to umnyumlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. But ngingakathatha umlaleli before I head over to the caller, let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku Facebook. So, I mentioned earlier on Zimbabwe umuhle ukuthi sikhuluma nje, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages. Those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Now, ekhasini lethu le VOA Studio 7, usinini khuphe uthi evening brother Mike, sinini khuphe welcome to the program. Ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Jeffrey Aruti watching you from Nelspruit in Mpumalanga. My number is Visa number. I wa mkoma Jeffrey. Tshawo na ukuthinga kupinza emchirongwa tinzo maonrenyu. Mas G uthi salibonani. Unjani Mas G? Richard uthi masora se mkoma Mike Hove. I wa indrinani mkoma zirukufamba ere. Toyi says please call me in South Africa. I wa chakufondra mkoma Toyi. Taru aruti Mike Hove so so good. I wa tinotenda zukuru. Let's see what abantu bathini kukhasile 2 ele VOA Ndebele. Kukhasile VOA Ndebele uVisi Mpofu uthi puti Mike unjani. Ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJokonia Mpofu eLupane. Ayo limzwile baba Jokonia, if you are watching. UVusi Mpofu uthi yebo sawubona. UStanley uthi abantu bezanu badla imali bodwa. Ha, abalandaba labantu. Hayi, ngumbono lo kaStanley. Asizwane ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Khola mthele ndino mkamchira mchirongwa nga kwamukela kuhlelo ariparo nare ndiyani
ndisi Mageleza
mbado kona
Mageleza
Mageleza, how are you chief?
Ndi right mabadisi inyo
aywa tribo murukutufondra murukupiko
kufona kumwenezi
kurise yiko kumwenezi wano arukutarisa nenzare
na kumwenezi nzara yoga zino azikwa ni kwa kumashops kana zawani kazini zato boxa kafri kazi kendi kwa ni maranzi apa namo ya chona marato kikuwi bata rati jesi eko keshi kadisa sarati jesi nengo wapinda mati kangu ya kao
Tinonzo wa jinji wa nengo warukusanga ne dambu zikore kusha kwa kwe hufu rugu batike urugu wane reko kwa mwere
Upo uru kuneta kumenezi, especially dikora la manike ya wano ya vachinyora anda wano waninga wachinka shandi uchendere ni harao wachipana na pasi zani pia sikiavo lofi wano shandi wano wachinzi wuna ya plani ambeo ino ya chiti wano ya zani pia fumafia uzi kakiru mpapafati yoro upani yoro upani unerei
Saka
nukudaro kumamunda pasha wana kumapurazi kumenezi kuna wukuna narotenga wakuna chiriko Nde yacho miaka zarasora kumukiche ndika mumbisa zaito mkwe varungu
Saka ndi uzeo kamkoma nema ondre nyutambu ziko iruno gadziri kaere uye zwe iruno gadziri sose
dambudziko pane tsumo yako inotinzwa yakasungirirwa. Ndikatarisa vakuru vari kuti tungamirira vandiona sendihanya nevanhu havana. Mukaona mamira akaita zvono, unoona munhu mukuru achitamba redio achidzokana. Uko nyika iri kunzi even maori akati ari kunzi anofambira kubvepa nyika nyaya kuti ground hakuna. Ground rebhora rinogadzirwa nevakomana vembudzi rinonaka vachitamba bhora rechikwesho mumaraini. Bati renyika rinonzi harikwanisi kutambirwa bhora renyika. Ndoona kuti pachine dambudziko. Ndofunga zvakakosha ndezvekuti kana kubvuma kuti nyika yavaomera zvobatana kana vachibatana toenda mberi nenyika. Pasina izvozvo ndoona zvekuti zvinobuda hapana. Nekuti mukatazokera iyo vega ndopfunda ngachiseka hangu mukubva ngaitaura nyaya yekuti mukatarisa mamira akaita zvono ine dispensation inotarisa kuti haina chayakaita chakudibatika. Vanogona kungoti nhasi vati examination isi haina kukwira vupo hatina kukwidza rolani hunowani bati kwatinowana kwacho hakuna. Saka ndonga nekune kumwe nezve tiri nani hedu tine hama dziri kusouth africa tinogona kungoenda pabhodha vonotiyambukira voende kurwizi sogamukira uko vachiuzikinza une uko kadibekera kwavanoshandira ikoko tichihwana upfu ndoona sekuti kuno kuti tinorarama zviri nani asi zvinhu zvakaoma.
Aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa ndedi baba.
Tinotenda maita basa.
Alright, ngatiendei kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Vamuchenje, muchiripo parunare here mukoma?
Ya, ndiripo.
Muri kunzwa vateereri vari kuchema chema vari kuti nemaondero evo vari kuona kunge hurumende iripo is not doing enough kusapota vanhu. Manzwa zvekare sisitandazile vachinyatsotsanangura vachiti it seems as though nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pakatora vanhu vatema minda, vanhu vakamira nyaya yekuti vari kurimira nyika yose, asi people are now using it just to create produce enough kufida mhuri dzavo. Imungatii nazvo izvozvo mungoma?
Ya, ipapo ndinowira napo pekuti tine mafarms akasiyana siyana nemasaizi. We have commercial farms and then we have subsistence farms. So whenever you occupy a commercial farm, the commercial farmer is normally produce my produce beyond consumption, which means the farmer who produces, so which means we are going to at the same time that we the nation you know on something. But when we are talking about minimum, the context here in this home was right and we are happy because it was about black empowerment. But we needed to change the concept now. It's no longer about you or the command element. It's about producing for the nation. So that's now the culture. In the Vanakuchin, the Urumend, the Minister of President, I was a name change. So I was a 200 hectares of arable land. I was just trying to agree with you, which is Kumba, you and Muriako. While Vanakuchin, you are a Punduto. Because apana chachinja murungu paanga aripo kare ndozvibva vangoona zviripo zvavari kushandisa. So apana chofanira kuchinja level of production kana uri farm. And also pari kuita land redistribution. Takutikosha kuti land ngaisapiwe on partisan ground. President vamunenge akagwa ndi president yezimbabwe yese wedza murungu mutema weparty A B C D. Tiri kuti land ngaipiwe vanhu vari committed to farming. Who are farmers, asingatori farming as a hobby. Kana tichiva taura yekuti unoona munda makagara bindu handitika apa the person ari kushanda kumepo kuhumende or kambani yake haana care nefarm because ane somewhere kwaari kuona pundiso yake. Saka tiri kuti mafarms ngaaokupewa nevanhu vanogara kumapurazi vachirima kwete kuti ndinogara kuHarare or ndinogara kuBotswana pandine farm randakabata riri muZimbabwe ndinoka mombe dzangu dzandida kusengesa ini. People who are committed to the development of the country. Ivo ndingadaisa kuti mukoma maiki tiri kuti tine mafarms atinawo and most of farmers vedu vacommitted and concentrating on cash crops rather than on crops in national interest. Munotanga kurima tobacco, munotanga kurima flowers, munotanga kurima peas whatever for export. Yes, we need foreign currency, but we need to put the nation first. Kuti pafarm pandiri gavumendi inofanira kuita mutemo wekuti kana muchenje une 200 hectares farm at least 50% of the farm should be committed to material crops, maize and soybeans, something that we use to produce cooking oil, something that we use to produce millet meal.
certain with the flowers, I'm not putting tobacco. Yes, even if you check on any beer, they're actually lowering down the planting tobacco. Why? Because I'm putting ice beer, I think it's tobacco. Too much pump.
Now, Vamchenje, what about Maondra Tauru and Standazile? Standazile was basically asking Achiti, what was the purpose of removing the white farmers in the first place? Because they seem to be really good at producing food for the nation.
When white farmers were removed in 2000, it was all about black farming.
Mm-hmm.
The land belongs to the blacks. Anyway, for the blacks, who can do something? That's mm-hmm. why as young people, we are pushing into the government to give us the land. We as youth, we can produce more or equal or entirely what the white guys on the farm were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was all about the black empowerment. And we are happy as young people that the land is now in the hands of the black people and the land should be in the hands of the majority, not the minority.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see a scenario whereby Sakat Bindarachin and Mapras, then Mapras, I can't walk to this way, we have to say my way, and again, I change. You see, one that's right, unacceptable. We need fair distribution of land and make sure that the farm is fully utilized. You see, I didn't know what the but the problem is, you want to have farm because I know the president or I know Mr. So and so or the minister. That is highly unacceptable. You know, I think about farm buying the producer.
All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ditore Mtereri. Liamuzwa, umnumzana uJohn Mchenje. Uthi fair distribution of land. Umchenje, upinde njalo. Anzi, aiwa, vechidiki, we demand. Kuti vechidiki, wapiwa umikana, let the youth receive the land. He firmly believes that the youth can create the change that's needed. Let's head over to umlalelisi zukuthi Mtereri yarukuthi nenyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa. Kola Mtereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ariparu nari ndiyani.
Yosimba mkuma Mike mukutaura na baba Bona.
Baba
South Africa.
Baba Bona zviri kufamba here mukoma?
Andri right mukoma muri sei.
Aiwa atina nkuri sei ku South Africa.
Mufanziri boy, I'm in Washington DC DC.
Kuri bo, ku South Africa muri kuchema one nzara here kana ku Zimbabwe chete.
Kuno ku South Africa utara chokwadi zvino zvakarongeka but ku Zimbabwe mahwani, mazino chevo.
Saka tiudzeka mukoma, nemaonereni chiri kunyatsonetsa chii, tiri kunzwa sisiti Standazile vari kuti hanzi minda iripo, land iripo and inokwanisa kuproducer, asi vamwe vari kuchema vari kuti hanzi kune vamwe vari kupiwa minda vari kungogara pamunda havasi kuproducer. Chiri kunyatsonetsa chii nemaonereni?
Maonero angu ine chiri kunetsa kuZimbabwe hwani minda iriko ende minda yakagara. Handidika chakaitika ndechekuti pachipiwa minda iyaiya vanhu vaipiwa according kuti uri wezani here kati uri wechii, vanga vasingatarisi kuti unogona kuzokwanisa here kuzoshandisa ivhu racho zvakakwana. Because ndikatarisa ini ndakakurira ndiri muchiredzi muyamwisi Vasvingo province, muchiredzi munorwanzimbe muyamwisi. Imwe minda yanyatsokupiwa vamwe vanhu vakuru vezani pf vaipiwa, asi uchinyatsokuona kuti munhu unopiwa plot yenzimbe asi hana kana mombe kana dhongi. Izvezvi mapurazi mazhinji ukanorima nzimbe izvezvi vari kungorima zvimwe zvino bhinzi nezvimwe tuchibagwe chokutoti iye nomuri yake asikwanisa kukuti haadli ipapo, but pairima nzimbe ipapo vakatorera masetira, vakatorera varungu vairima nzimbe vaida kuprodusa zvinodobatsira nyika havana manje. Timwe problem iripo iyoyo
government
haisi kuteera mati
aiwa endiraimberi
tuzve government haisi kuteerera kuti nyatso kukumaneja mamo land reform program yakaita kuti batsire varimi vacho vanawo because vamwe of course vanogona kudii kushandisa but vari kuremegwa nokuda kweeconomic situations dziri muzimbabwe wana mani saka government haisi kuvaprovide my finances yekuti vakwanise kudini kushandisa ivhu racho zvakanyatsa kukwana maona manje ya
Mkoma Tweli, manzwa vamchenje vachikurumidzira hurumende vachiti aiwa kune vadhara vakapiwa minda kare kare nanhasa vachakwanise kurima hanzi panoitwa redistribution program navamunangagwa vechidiki ngavaiswe pamberi vechidiki ngavawane minda mune maonero akafanana here mgo
Exactly. No, my only uncle and look at our new report. Because there is no population here in Rwanda, Zimbabwe. This mama youth is very rich in the Tawandis. And the Tawanda would now, Rosyot Nabu, that Atina could talk chance about Mansion, would have got to look at January, but you can have to win Mako Zeru, the one so could be over, tell me that you to find out in the PWO, government, do it back to Anamal, Nemario, Chermalones. Maona manje tokwanza kushandisa ivhu racho iroro zvinotinjira kuti zvinova zvinozobatsira nyika yedu namangwana because izvi zvisimapurasi tikatarisa chiriri kuna ivo vakuru vacho vane mapurasi vavo umwe munhu ane mapurasi 3 more than 2 maona manje and more than 2 iro iri rimwe purasi rani pamatuyo wawo rimwe racho purasi racho rangogara rimwe racho haasi kumbotoritedza kuririma maona manje saka vakagona kuti kana Both this Brita Mama Prasavo, Gunatsovati, low power percentage, Yakati Kuri of my youth, Mana my electricity power, electricity energy. Mana my youth is a Kista of Nogazia, Ramanga and Ari Nuzinika, because Zimbabwe are my okay.
I was talking to him, Comatuel, it's not in the school, son of Pinam Chironga, didn't that?
Ah, my time, come on, Mike. Thanks so much.
No problem. Mood's okay next week.
Ah, don't guarantee people, but you can and they can go share. I know that would be a TV. They take a one.
Eyes wise, but that's it. No, ten, and that's Mkanango Ripo. So Zimbabwe mushe let's head over to UCC standards ile sizo ukuthi yena ubona njani lokho okushiwe ngumlaleli njalo okushiwe ngo John Mchenje UCC standards ile usakhona ecingweni standards ile usakhona ecingweni Okay, so abalaleli that have come onto the program, Njalo and Umchenje have highlighted a lot of things, and I'd love to hear your input on it. The first thing they highlighted was udaba lwe-land redistribution programs, but the problem seems to be that lapho kwa redistributwa i-land, eningi labantu received it on party lines, high not on merit, eyokuthi uyakwanisa na ukulima. The second thing, bathe kwakule mismanagement e-land reform program. Into S3 seems to be something that a lot of people seem to be saying. The economic situation in the country is a very big contributing factor towards why abalimi bengelali ithuba lokuthuthukisa ilizwe njalo ukuthi bathole ithuba to feed the nation at all. Wena ukubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli?
Okay, I am really supporting what they are saying because it makes sense. We are all saying the same thing, but in different languages and in different from different directions. Mm-hmm. But it's all pointing to the same thing. Mm-hmm. So meaning, which is at the end of the day, it's the same thing that needs to be corrected. And you know, they in the local government, I hear it with distribution in the land by citizens. And you know, maybe my only worry on this program because I don't know what who is listening and what is it going to help. But at the end of the day, what even this is in other countries, many things like you know, but there's a letter solution, you understand? Because sometimes we talk about these things, and sometimes it has. That should come here, the outline, the state things that the problems that we are facing, and the things that needs to be corrected. But those people who just go back and do the same thing, the wrong thing, they'll continue to do things that we are saying, no, let's try to erase this way of doing things. Let's start this new way of doing things. Let's start to maybe take this action in this and that and that, but things won't be done like that. So if there's a way, maybe, in this program, where you can involve also the people that have the the police makers, ukuthi mm-hmm. bebe khona to just listen to what people are saying and do that. I think it will help us. Because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, Zimbabwe, and for me, as a young person, right now, I don't even know what is this country eating at. What's going to become of me tomorrow? Mm-hmm. As much as I am so much into farming, I am telling myself, all right, farming is something that will sustain me. But I don't even know what is tomorrow things are going to wake up like what. Mm-hmm. Because I will have direction in legend. There is no direction. We don't know where we are coming from. We don't know where we are going. All we only know is the rich people are getting richer and richer.
All right.
So, Mina, my brother, what I'm just asking from you is this program will continue to go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Please invite the policymakers. They have mm-hmm. to be involved in this program.
Okay.
The policymakers. They have to be involved in this program. There's colors of it, and the thing with you, the means that I finally, things should be done the right way.
All right. Thank you so much, Mama Kancane. Let me hear what the callers have to say. But also the same issue of inviting policymakers. We had invited Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo. He's a part of the youth desk of the Ministry of Agriculture. And we're still trying to get a hold of him. Go to see Kanyangani Gulo Shlupo and a network. But see, sa kubekela pambili simzama. And I hear ukuthi bona njenge uhulumende bona what are they doing about this issue. Kodwa I hear I have a caller. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini thinzo ukuthi imthera ukuthi khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani okhona ecinqweni alifani nale ndiyazi
mangadi khoma
ayi wandri bomb koma alifani nale ndiyazi
tripo vedi noti polad
koma mati polad
polad ya
oh koma polad zviri kufamba
mushe mangadi ko imi
ayi wandri bomb uri kufondera muri kupi ko
ndiri pa job eka.
Dimi kama uripa Joza, tipeo maondre nyu.
Halo mkoma,
That tipeo maondre nyu mkoma polad.
Tiripo, zaka oma man, zaka oma, zato one sa unika yeguish. Especially, kuti Zimbabwe, anga iri the bread basket of Southern Africa. Iko shire, zora iri kuti paewa bread basket of Southern Africa. Mvura ndo yakanga ichi konzera kuti zvikaro kana kuti kwairimwa nevanhu vane ruzivo. Ndo zvinhu zvandoona kuti tiri kuitirwa mahungwe nevanhu ava. Iko zvino izvi kuti utange nyaya iyoyo yokuti that initiative kana yakaapplywa kana yanga ichifanira kuitwa chaizvo chaizvo but haina kuitwa nemazvo. Yaifanira kuti at least vasiye vamwe vanhu vanoziva varungu vanoziva because iko zvinezvi pari kutorimwa ukatarisa minda yairimwa nevarungu iyaiya pataiona pari green iko zvinezvi wakutotsvaga mhuka imomo musango rokuti hautombokwanisana kuibata mhuka yacho because maforest masango chaiwo chaiwo. Zvakatiomera zvokunyika kwedu naro dzine vanhu vezano meno kuti vakaita sei
saka mukoma Poland mabata nyaya muchiti musango yatosango chairo chairo mungati iproblemu yehurumende here kana kuti chinhu chakangokonzereswawo neclimate change
kwakapiwa vanhu vasinazvo vanoziva vasina ruzivo wekurima. Haungarime paprazi nemadhongi mbiri nemadhongi mashanu. Hapana kana equipment yacho nevakachiva paequipment yokuti pagara pachirimwa pachionekwa kuti varungu vairima zvakanaka parambe pakadaro. Saka iko zvino izvi dzongove nezvimwe zvinhu zvaifanira kungova natural vakomana tarisaone kuti totambura sei vakomana kutambura nechitafu chaitaicho chitafu. Zvakatiomera hazvo mukoma ngaitisire vamwe chano
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Poland nekupinda ndaona kuti mamanyora pafacebook muchiti it's my first time saka tinogamuchirai and thank you so much mudzoke same time same next week andisi
ora right, Mkoma Natenda.
All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Mkoma Pollard, Varuku South Africa, Ukovanga Wambu. Nyora upa Facebook, wakati aumana aumana ndifonere iwo. This is my first time. Saka tata aiware, gaiti wape omkana, first time wapinde mchirongwa tinzo oma onravo. But he seems to be highlighting a lot of things that have come out of this discussion. Wachite aiwa, nema onravo, dambudziko rindere kutichi, paruku piwa vanu, vasina, ruzivo, ruzhinji, pamsorope kurima. Let's go to Vamuchenje. Vamuchenje, muripo parunarandes. Right. Now, earlier on, we had an interview at Tambo Isaopa radio segment. Yeah, pama bata nyaya iyo ye knowledge. Mchiti aiwa, nambu ziko ndere kuti paka piwa ova nwane, vasina ruzivo ruzhinji. Minda, asi, mukati mkuru wenyika, murukufara nukuti, they're currently re-auditing it, and you feel as though you're confident that pacha piwa ova minda mikana, kune wanu anu ruzivo ruzhinji. Do you feel like that's enough to change the situation?
Yes, that's correct. Because for you to be a farmer, you need to have land and then implement. And also knowledge is key. Because you can't do farming without proper knowledge on how to manage the crops. Mm-hmm. So if you have the crop in a different way, how to manage it. For example, culture much the correct timing, correct application of fertilizers and the herbicides and everything. And also the number of millimeters of water that is required by a certain crop from each infant. So all those things, these are technical knowledge. As you know, I make millimeters that form Munda, but I need to go to school for that. But I'm happy that from the engagement that I had with the Minister of Agriculture, they were saying they're opening up agricultural colleges during off season when I was far away. But I go to my farmers, they said, now we are IRCC, my short courses. Mm-hmm. It means they've seen that, yes, we've got the people that we given land that the government in 2000, and we've got the people that are also applying land that without proper or sufficient knowledge on how to do a proper farming. So these are the guys that need to be enrolled in those courses, but this derivative, how best can I do capital, how best can I do maize, how best can I do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm yet also, through the engagement that is also done with the Minister of Agriculture, they are saying they are going to put a priority also to my youth, and also to one of the agricultural background and qualification. This will also ease the process. And they are yet also that the government, in my extension website, and that's the question, as farmers, we need to make use of them. You need to guide your money. Zakanaka is the business. Those farming is the business. So sometimes, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Wamcheje Ngu and Yajgana. So let me wrap up with Ndopa Standazile Maskati Mkana Apeteo Atipeo Maondrake Kupensira. Thank you so much, Ndokupinda Mchirongwa. Standazile Usakone Tungwe. All right. Could you please give us your last sentiments as we wrap up the program? Unfortunately, there's only 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity that you gave me on your program. And I think, saying out what I think also about this whole situation is something that really makes you feel good. Because at some point now you've expressed what you feel as a farmer and what you think should be done. Even when things are not going to be done or if they are going to be done, it's all thanks to the Lord. But I am really grateful for this opportunity that you gave me, and I am hoping to connect more and just hear other people's views, and maybe Nati in future will see hope. And Nati Sela Sisiti, Kunababala Leleo, some of the policymakers that are tuned in, I hope that you really tell us that as young people, we are hoping that things are going to change, things are going to be better.
All right. Thank you so much, Mungila. Yeah. All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was Sithandazile Maskati. She was one of our guests today. You also heard from Umnumzana uJohn Mutshenje. He is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture Apex Council. Now, a minute left in the program. Let's wrap this up. Let's see ukuthi abantu babethini WhatsApp. See, usually we give you WhatsApp number yenu. Yethu silicela ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu njalo inombolo zocingo. UDiven Mfusirai arukuthi isukhuno kubohera tokanga waya takango mira ve madona. Hanzi zvinhu zvapera kufa maminda apa kune vanhu vazhinji vari kuita wori. Aiwa tinotenda nemaondero enyu. Ah, pane umwe anyora hanzi munyika amana ma one zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe. Hanzi umwe hanzi kuChivu district hunger as much and people are struggling. Aiwa muri Zimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru nemaondero enyu. Thank you so much wonke umuntu ogeleleyo kuhlelo, wonke umuntu obhalileyo njalo wonke umuntu ohleyile uhlelo. Lingakhohlwi phela ukushare uhlelo, sibukele ngobunenge bethu. Anokoneka ine mfaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.